DOGE executes mass firings at U.S. Institute of Peace, failed to deliver peace. By Catherine Hamilton on March 29, 2025. Mass firings took place at the U.S. Institute of Peace, USIP, on Friday, several sources familiar with the matter told CBS News. The employees were terminated effective immediately as part of the Department of Government Efficiencies, DOGE, whole-of-government effort to slash wasteful spending. USIP employees told the Washington Post that between 200 and 300 people had been fired, which is nearly all of the Institute's headquarters staff. The reported firings come after President Donald Trump signed an executive order in February aimed at dismantling the USIP, which is a congressionally funded organization. The Trump administration has been working to freeze the organization's funding and replace its board. USIP was created by Congress in 1984 under former President Ronald Reagan and was formally established as an independent, nonprofit corporation, according to CBS News. The USIP has a $55 million budget and a purported mission to promote conflict resolution and prevent conflict across the globe. Taxpayers don't want to spend $50 million per year on a publicly funded research institute that has failed to deliver peace, White House Press Deputy Secretary Anna Kelly told the outlet on Saturday. President Trump ended the era of forever wars and established peace in his first term, and he is carrying out his mandate to eliminate bloat and save taxpayer dollars, Kelly continued. Fired employees were notified of their termination by email for a USIP email address, according to the report. Dear employee, this letter is to inform you of a change in your employment status with United States Institute of Peace. SIC, a copy of an email obtained by the outlet reads. Effective March 28, 2025, your employment with us will conclude. The firings come after a federal judge earlier this month declined to grant a temporary restraining order to block DOGE from accessing USIP. The USIP had asked the judge to keep DOGE from completing the unlawful dismantling of the institute. The firings took place the same day the Trump administration worked to formally close the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID.